A very merry and blessed Christmas to you all. Especially want to welcome all visitors, relatives and friends who have come to visit here in Jackson and at Queens this Christmas season. There's always a place for you here. We always want to welcome the college students who are home for the holidays, who have come up from the basement to join their family this Christmas day. Many times when people come to church on Christmas, they expect to hear about Mary and Gabriel and the shepherds and the star. And it comes as somewhat of a surprise after years of attending church on Christmas Eve when all those things are mentioned to show up on Christmas Day and to find in the beginning there was the Word and a discussion of light and darkness. But that's why John's Gospel stands apart. Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell similar stories in similar fashion, but John always had a different take on these things. And whereas Matthew and Luke start with the birth of Jesus, when it comes to John's Gospel, he wants to start with the dawn of time. He starts his Gospel in the same way the Bible starts. Genesis, the first three words, in the beginning. The Gospel of John, the first three words, in the beginning. Genesis tells the story of creation and the fall of humanity into sinfulness. John's Gospel is going to paint a better picture of a new creation where there will be a resurrection, where Genesis tells us the story of Adam and Eve ruining everything for everyone. In the Gospel of John, we'll have a new Adam born of a new Eve who's going to right their wrongs and fix everything for everyone. In Genesis, where sin began at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, at the end of the Gospel of John, sin will be conquered on the tree of the cross. But John has a more important purpose in not telling us the Christmas story per se. Others have done it. He wrote his Gospel last. He knew the others were already in existence. He wanted us to understand just how important, unique, and special the birth of the Christ is. Before we were conceived in our mother's womb, we existed only in the mind and the imagination of Almighty God. But John goes to great lengths to explain to us that Jesus has always existed. That's why it's not referred to as the conception of Jesus, but rather the incarnation of Jesus, from the Latin, into the flesh. Because, as John points out for us, God has always existed. There has never been a time when there wasn't a God. And God has always been, is now, and always will be, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is why John tells us, in the beginning, there was the Word, in this case, Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now think of Jesus in that context. In the beginning, there was Jesus, and Jesus was with God, and Jesus is God, and through Jesus, all things came into being. Without Jesus, nothing came to be. That shows us just how unique, important, and special the birth of the Christ is, because that means that Jesus was already in heaven. He had everything going for him up there, but he was willing to give it all up there and on the cross in order to fulfill the one mission that God set for him, and that is to be the Good Shepherd, who would also be the Lamb worthy to be slain. A Good Shepherd who came from heaven to earth on a rescue mission to gather lost, wounded, and wandering lambs like you and me into his arms to carry us home. He who would be a shepherd, it makes perfect sense then that it was the shepherds who were the first to follow the light of star to come and adore at his crib. But lest we think that John is making this up, John the Gospel writer, that is, he quotes John the Baptist towards the end of this passage. John the Baptist, who said, "The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me." Chronologically, that wouldn't make sense, because John the Baptist is 6 months older than Jesus, and John the Baptist knows that he is 6 months older than Jesus. But what he also knows and believes by faith is that Jesus has existed for all time, and he will exist for all eternity, and we have the opportunity to live on, to live again, and forever, if we can place our trust in him. And that is what makes this not only a special day for Christ, for Jesus, for Mary, for Joseph, but also for us. Because when Jesus came from heaven to earth, it means that we have a chance to make that same journey in reverse one day. And the longer we live, we know plenty of people who have already set out on that great adventure and will be joining them someday. And it won't necessarily be a day of our choosing, but it sure has a happy ending and a new beginning. And so this is a Christmas unlike any other. Most of us will just want to write this one off like a deduction on our taxes, because it just won't be as much fun as previous Christmases. People being kept apart, worrying about loved ones we can't see. So much sadness, so much sickness, disease, disappointment, tragedies in this world. In this world still darkened by all these calamities, we, the people in darkness, have seen a great light. Who is the Christ? These last days, many people were wishing the Michigan clouds would go away so we could see the Bethlehem star in the skies above us, millions of miles away, Jupiter and Saturn coming together in the sky so much so that they looked like one object, something that has not been seen in 800 years. The last time those planets came into such configuration as to make that bright light that has been called the Bethlehem star was 1226 AD. And that was when St. Francis of Assisi was still alive and would have seen it with his eyes. I think that's another gift God gives us this Christmas, that we should always be looking to heavens to see the light, because this world will always be dark, because this isn't heaven. And so this year, we got to join the shepherds who looked up and followed the light of the star to adore the wonders of God, who breathes stars out of his mouth, who makes everything out of nothing, and today makes his son in the flesh, so that one day we who are sinners might be made the saints of heaven.